to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith and in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Into the Show. Second half hour of hour number three here on this Monday, June 9th, 2025 edition. Unemployment Insurance Agency. Remember during the China virus, the scandemic that we went through? Billions of dollars of fraudulent unemployment insurance claims were paid out under this governor. Well, everybody was complaining. The director of the UAI got fired. They decided 2 years ago to fund a project to replace the Unemployment Insurance Agency's computer system. Well, last week, House General Government Appropriations Subcommittee Chair Tom Kuhn, Republican of Troy, said it's time to improve the process based on the lack of progress. Last week, subcommittee members received the monthly report on the UI transition that was being provided by CSG Solutions. This was the chosen independent verification and validation provider. When they submitted their report to the Department of Technology, Media, and Budget, the DTMB. Well, the project has received millions of our taxpayer dollars since its conception. And additional $20 million is now being requested to finish the project by David Parent, managing principal at Deloitte, who said they are on track to go live for employers this coming December. The claimant portion of people filing claims said it will be available by July for the system to be up and running. However, the system was supposed to have been ready beginning of this year, January. In meantime, employers and claimants are still using the outdated MIDAS system. Folks, this system had issues with it back under the Rick Snyder administration. During committee testimony, Parent, the vendor, said the challenges that have been faced are dealing with governance, scope, and implementation of the new technology. Many of the offices and people that work within the insurance, unemployment insurance agency, says they don't have the proper computers to network with the new programs. Issues with the governance side includes making decisions about the project as well as having clarity around the roles and placement of team members. Parent said the problem with the scope of the project was that there were things not included in the original bid, the original procurement process. It also said some of the goals that they wanted were not properly, clearly stated. Well, Kuhn, the Republican state representative, said, excuse me, you had a 200-page contract. Exactly what was the problem? What was the scope that wasn't clear? parent said he wasn't prepared to answer that question. Millions of dollars with a signed 200-page contract. And now the guy's coming back requesting an additional $20 million. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Only in government can you screw up this bad and then still have a vendor coming back and asking for an additional $20 million to fix the problem that they should have been prepared to do when you paid them up front. This is just unbelievable. Unbelievable. Well, another little short story to get in today's show. Coming out of Mackinac Island again, Quentin Messer Jr., the CEO of the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, says that their new marketing slogan, "Make It in Michigan," is catching on and is working. Just like previous campaigns of Pure Michigan has attracted more tourism, drawing people to the Great Lakes State. Well, since Governor Gretchen Whitmer first unveiled Make It in Michigan back 2 years ago in 2023, the phrase has helped develop a holistic economic development strategy, centering around other catchphrases of including people, places, and projects. Messer went on to say, "I think it's been a success in that it has allowed us to have an elevator pitch on what our economic development strategy is. Make It in Michigan." This was actually a catchphrase that the governor unveiled back in 2023. You guys haven't been using that for years? What exactly has been your elevator pitch? This is absolutely amazing to me. Messer went on to say, "It's conveyed the idea that Michiganders can help create anything and be able to bring it to market." One of the things that they even mentioned is that former U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow has for years been saying Michigan grows things and makes things. I think it helps when everybody understands what the elevator pitch is, what our strategy is, and why we are completely unique compared to other states. We know how to do it. We know how to make it. And we can do it better than anybody else, Messer said. Oh, my God. Finally, he says it's a challenge to keep the marketing message from being overused, from becoming a cliche, and to keep the meaning behind the pitch, essentially selling an idea in time that takes it right to the right people in the right audience. Messer said when the MEDC was looking for the phase that they wanted to pull back from just SCORE, or others that they were considering, we were inundated with information, ideas, and something that we had to come up with that we knew would be a breakthrough. But I think Make It in Michigan really was our sort of way of saying, let's break through the clutter and use the same brand. He said the marketing genius behind the Pure Michigan brand was what was initially the idea that pushed this forward. We had many others that we considered. For example, You Can in Michigan. And that evolved into Pure Opportunity instead of Pure Michigan. Well, they ran many of these through the cycle before they finished on this one. Messer now said he's grateful to Governor Gretchen Whitmer for creating a $60 million Innovation Fund. A separate fund. This is different than SOAR. This is different than all these other funds. Now they've come up with $60 million for an innovation fund that allows the MEDC to put more venture capital into startup businesses. He said this doesn't take away from what was done to attract businesses to the state with previous strategic outreach, attraction reserve, and the SOAR funds. Again, people, show me exactly where in the Michigan State Constitution it says that we need to be spending taxpayer dollars on economic development. That's right. It doesn't exist. This is just unbelievable. You know what I think this really boils down to? They're laundering money. How many times have they offered million-dollar grants to businesses for startups that those startups promise so many jobs in so many areas of technology that need to be brought to the state of Michigan only to find out they never create the jobs? Do they ever give the money back? The answer, no. How stupid are we as taxpayers to allow this governor and this Quentin Messer Jr. to basically fraud the taxpayers of the state of Michigan? Giving these dollars to their friends who turn around and donate to Democrat elected officials. Well, one of the things that was specifically asked of Messer was about clawbacks. When they're given money and they don't perform. Well, Messer said it was something that very rarely happens with businesses. Very rarely? How about battery plants years ago? It never took place. Never happened. Usually a project is dropped or not completed before all the funding goes out the door. All the funding, but they still get some. Unbelievable. I'm the next governor, MEDC, gone. Final segment of today's show, we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Rainey for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Systems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of this Monday. Got a real short story for you. The House Regulatory Reform Committee moved a package of bills last Thursday that would give police power to the Great Lakes Water Authority in a manner very similar to how hospitals, universities, and airports each have their own police authority. Last month, State Representative Tyrone Carter, Democrat from Detroit, testified that the Great Lakes Water Authority has a large, non-contiguous footprint and service area. And due to the heavy chemicals that are used to treat water, and also their positions on the border, makes sense to enhance their security measures. Carter says currently the GLWA conducts between 3,000 to 7,000 security patrols each month to protect and maintain facilities and or respond to incidents on the water. So as a result, he has introduced House Bills 4352, 5354, and 4355. These bills were sponsored by himself as well as Republican Mike Mueller of Linden. They were all reported out of committee, and the committee is forwarding them now to the House floor for a floor vote. After passage in the House, then they will go to the Senate, where the process will begin there and eventually sent to the governor for signing. So the Great Lakes Water Authority will be given its own police force. Where's the money coming from? That's what I want to know. Great ideas, but where's the money coming from? Are you taking it out of the Michigan State Police? Are you taking it from local law enforcement? Are you making this part of asking the feds for some money from the Coast Guard? You know, they come up with these great ideas, but how are you going to pay for them? That's my question. So we'll have to wait and see. Nothing in the story spoke about where the funding for this new police agency is coming from. One other story caught my eye real quick. The current Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson. Well, her office, working with the Attorney General's office, told a judge it is not opposed to the Republican-led House requests to expedite a lawsuit against the Secretary of State. However, Benson's legal team opposes the request to forego oral arguments on the House request for a judgment declaring the fact that the Secretary of State is obligated to produce the remaining election clerk training materials they sought during with a subpoena. Benson's legal team believes a hearing would be beneficial, and they requested 14 days to be able to file a response to the complaint. Court of Claims Judge Brock Schwartzel has recused himself from the case. Why? Well, in his order, Schwartzel said, a person within the third degree of a relationship of me has been involved in this matter. Schwartzel was the House Republicans' legal counsel and chief of staff to the Speaker from 2013 to 2016. So now the case goes to the very liberal Saima Patel. Benson released more than 3,300 pages of material, but held back some of it based on the fact that her office believes that election codes to the tabulators has sensitive information that shouldn't be released to the public. The lawsuit follows the House move to hold Benson in civil contempt for her refusal to hand over the subpoenaed materials. Well, back on May 22nd, she said, we'll see you in court. And that's exactly what's happening. Again, I disagree totally with these quote-unquote election codes to tabulators with sensitive information. That's not what they're asking for. They're asking for the training materials that the Secretary of State gave to local clerks to run the elections of 2020, 2022, and 2024. I've read the subpoena. There's nothing of any sensitive information that's in there. Why does she not want the House Republicans to have it? Because many of the training manuals that she provided went against our election laws. And she was telling clerks how to run the elections against those laws. So we'll keep following this story. We'll see where it goes. Again, unbelievable. Well, again, for today's show, text me Missy. I'll give you a link to their phone number. You can give them a call, take advantage of this discounted wellness scan, and riskitfest.com. Text me Fest and I'll send you the link. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the 60s, 70s, Motown and the Roots and Rock Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a great day,
Thank
everybody.
You for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip, Likely to Succeed, makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers.